Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive, here with Beck and Jazeel.
What kind of animal is that, though? Is that a leopard and a cheetah?
Them seals? A whole bunch of seals or walruses? What's this, a bobcat? Or is that a leopard?
Joining us in the studio, we have friend of the show, it's station vet, Dr. Innes Kluter, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre. How you doing?
I'm glad I'm still a friend of this radio station. Hello, Beck
close.
And Jazeel.
It was close.
Yeah, I thought so. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
All the better to see you.
Now, good. Today, we're going to touch on UTIs. Now, this all came about because our friendly producer over there, Talana, her guinea pigs actually contracted a UTI.
Yeah.
It blew our minds.
Yeah, and yeah. So can any animals get UTIs?
Anything that's got a bladder can get a UTI. Different species get a UTI for different reasons, but they can all get UTIs.
Even a snake?
Oh, yeah, they can definitely.
Oh, wow.
They can definitely. I can't say that I'm the herpetologist or the snake... snake vet. I'm sure some of my colleagues out there might very well know more than what I do, but they can definitely get a cystitis. Anything with a bladder can get a cystitis or UTI.
Is it common, though?
Very.
Very common?
Very common, yeah.
This is the first time we've ever heard of it.
Yeah. I know. I couldn't believe it when Talana was like, that her guinea pig had a UTI. What are the symptoms?
Okay. So, different animals have different symptoms. Talana's just shown me a picture of a guinea pig. So,
Which part of the guinea pig did she show you?
Wasn't a pleasant photo.
No. The guinea pig is quite large, so she showed me the back part so I could see most of it. Anyway, so this guinea pig was quite wet around the bottom. And a lot of these guinea pigs just look unsettled. You know, they would be scurrying and then going here, going there. And they might not be particularly unwell. Now, what we find with a UTI, the inflammation and infection is normally contained in the bladder. So very typically, they don't get systemically ill, but they've got symptoms of urinating more, blood in the urine, squatting all the time, trying to urinate, going in different places, going in awkward places.
Right.
Very typically, things like cats will go on your bedding or on the carpet, or dogs won't make it to the doggy flap and they'll have little puddles all over the house. So it's normally that typical, and I think our listeners can probably relate to that. That sort of burning sensation, wanting to go all the time, very typically for animals as well.
But of course they can't tell you, so you've got to be on the lookout for the things you said.
Gosh, I mean, I always say that over here and in the UK where I worked for a long time, the people are so closely bonded and they live so close with their animals that the slightest sign that these guys are just not doing what they did the last 2 years makes them realize that obviously there's a problem. I mean, a UTI is typically very, very obvious. You know, it's like uncomfortable, that sort of symptoms, but onesy.
So what do you do in that situation then? Is it as simple as taking a pill?
I wish it was. For us as vets, the first thing to do is to find out why they get a cystitis. I'm going to mention two possibilities. In cats, we get a cystitis, which is very similar to female humans, where there's not bacterial, there's not an infection in there, but at some point the scalding effect of the urine penetrates the protective mechanism of the bladder and it starts irritating the bladder wall. So you get typically this sort of urinating a lot, blood in the urine. And in cats, it's normally preceded by stress. Mm. Cats can stress a lot, yeah. And that then gives rise to crystals. And then that even makes it worse. Because these crystals are, if you look at them under the microscope, they are like sharp little shards. And I mean, you can imagine how they cut into that. So these guys are pretty uncomfortable. In dogs, very typically dogs that do not really get a primary cystitis. They get secondary due to stones.
Right.
Very often we see dogs with stones. And these stones can make up a various amount of stuff that forms it. And you have to address that either surgically, removing them, have it analyzed, and then you can address why, most likely a feeding or a dietary issue, and then you treat that. And then over a period of time, that's how you maintain it. In guinea pigs as such, in guinea pigs, you know, I'd be worried about stones as well. But in older guinea pigs, I'd be thinking about something sinister. That's definitely something that you need to look at. And it's really important that obviously these guys get a physical examination and x-rays or ultrasound to diagnose that. And depending on the cause of it, to deal with it. Surgically, medically, psychologically, whatever the cause of it is.
Brilliant. Wow. Of course, if we do have any inkling, we take it straight to the vet. It's probably our
It's really important with the cystitis because it can get quite serious quite quick. You know, within a couple or 3 days, it can go from what being cats say, like an interstitial cystitis. It can go to a bacterial, and then these cats can get pretty ill. Ooh. So it's important to deal with these things
More information than I need. Overwhelmed.
Not the information we asked for, but the information we need.
Exactly. Yes. Dr. Innes Kaluta, owner of Kingsway Vet Centre, thank you so much for coming in yet again.
Thank you, Jazeel.
What a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.